Joe, you've been here for almost a year. You've put the board together. You've had this very significant impact. I think fans want to know exactly the role that you've had to this point, and what role will you have on draft weekend?
You know, the role that I've had at this point, it's been a unique role coming in a new position, being involved in the pro side of scouting with unrestricted free agency, and then helping to put together the draft board, putting together the draft board through our process with our scouts, our coaches, analytics. It's been a great process, really been facilitating information and trying to stack the board so that we have the best board for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Joe, then, you've learned a lot about the whole process of putting a roster together. How have you done?
Hopefully, when we turn the card in Thursday night, everybody's going to be high-fiving. We'll all be happy. And I think we're at that point in the process. We're still meeting as a group, meeting with Jeffrey and meeting with Doug and Andy Weidel and Tom Donahoe. So I think the end result is going to be a great result.
On Thursday night, Joe, the Eagles pick 14th after winning the coin flip to move up from 15. As you lay out your board and consider all of your scenarios, are there 14 really good football players there? Will Eagles fans be happy with what happens on Thursday night?
I think worst case scenario, and I think worst case scenario is still going to be a great scenario because I think there's 14 players in this draft that everyone in our organization would be excited to acquire.
And Joe, when you say you want to add an impact player, are you talking about drafting and filling a need for the Eagles or just bringing in a good football player to help this team?
You know, we need to keep adding good football players. Needs change on a year-to-year basis. And we're going to have an opportunity. We're going to let the board come to us, and we're going to have an opportunity to get a great player. It could be from any possible position that's going to come in here, be a great teammate, and be a difference maker for this team.
Joe, when you step back and just big picture here, 7-9 season in 2016, an off season that includes adding players like Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith and Chance Warmack, when you step back and look at things, what do you see with this roster?
We're excited about the future with this team, and I think Doug's big point of emphasis as the guys got back together is that we're going to have fun and we're going to compete. You know, and we've got a group of guys that are resilient, and I think some of the new additions that we brought onto the team, guys like Chris Long, guys like Timmy Jernigan acquired through draft, guys like Torrey Smith, guys like Alshon Jeffrey, guys that have been through the fires of the NFL, guys that have won at the highest level, guys that are resilient and tough-minded, they're going to add to the fabric of this team and make us a lot better.
Joe, the idea here is to win not only in 2017, but to have sustained success. So with that in mind, how important is this draft weekend?
Draft weekend is the key to sustained success. Our guys, our scouts have put in so much work. Headed up by Andy Weidel and Anthony Patch and Trey Brown, go down the list. Our guys have done so much work leading up to this point. We've gotten so much good information on players. Having successful drafts, and not only first, second, third round, but in day three and then even after the draft, you'll notice that the best teams in the league, they've been able to have consistent drafts, and that's why they've sustained success.
Joe, I'm a big Eagles fan. I'm sitting here and I'm going, in the backfield, Ryan Matthews is hurt. I don't know what his situation is going to be. I see Connor Barwin gone and Chris Long in, and I wonder how much gas he has left in his tank. Can you answer those two questions?
I'm not going to go into the exact injury with Ryan Matthews because that's not my expertise, but everything that I've heard, we're excited about him coming back at full strength. And Chris Long, we did a lot of work on Chris throughout the unrestricted free agent process. Dwayne Joseph and his staff, our director of pro scouting, have done a tremendous amount of work. And we feel, and after talking with Chris, a person that still has so much passion for the game, and if you watch his tape from last year and watch the play snap percentage that he played, he still has a lot to give.
Joe, you've got 8 picks in 7 rounds. What will, in your mind, constitute a really successful weekend for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Successful weekend for the Philadelphia Eagles is going to be adding as many difference makers as we can to this team throughout the draft, whether it's the first round, fifth round, seventh round, and post-draft.